Chris Hughes is in studio with us here at News Talk 103.7 FM. This is the first time I've met Chris. Pull that microphone up nice and close here. There, Chris. All don't right. want to miss a minute of you. Yeah, I'll get to them. Don't worry about it there, Jansen. So let's talk about you, Chris. Tell us your story here. We listened to some of your music earlier this morning, but let's have the Chris Hughes story, please.
Well, I grew up here in Chambersburg. This is where the story started. I had a life, you know, it was pretty stressful. It was even at an early age, it was just some things that I went through in life that had to happen. And then I had to, later on in life, you know, some struggles that I had and just dealing with anger, stress, depression was a big thing, you know, even dealing with suicidal moments in my life, you know, to where... It got really intense and really bad, and then I found Jesus through it all, and he put it on my heart, and he gave me a way to change my life around, and he gave me a job to do, and that was to bring people to Jesus, and well, that was through my songs that I wrote that were my testimonies, and It drew a lot of people, and what I used is to deal with life was to write it down on paper and write a song.
Take me into that moment, Chris. You know, there's that moment. You can probably identify the day, the date, the time, and that you heard that calling. I'm always fascinated at people that have that moment and want to know more about that moment.
I'm going to say something first, because Chris had shared with me writing songs and music that had already been a coping skill of yours.
Yes.
And that got you so far, but it seems like it's the combination of the two, your creativity, your own innate
yeah.
talent, and then finding the Lord as well.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, tell us that moment when you found that second part.
Well, the time that I actually knew that I had a calling was when I did time in jail. I was actually in my cell, and there was a moment that the Spirit filled me and really took me to a place where it was just me and Him. And that's the day that I knew that He had more for me, because He told me, you know, this is not where I want you. There's more for you, and I'm going to get you out of here. And that was the day I made a promise to Him that I was going to work for Him.
And tell me about one of the songs we were playing earlier this morning was your song, Make a Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just play a touch of this, and maybe you can take us into the... Chris Hughes is yeah. with us on News Talk 103.7 FM. Let's listen to a couple seconds of this.
He wakes up before the sun and pours his coffee black. He ain't got much, give the shirt off his back. He spent his whole life working, never asked for much. Puts his heart in every handshake, every prayer, and every touch. And somewhere in this madness, somewhere you will find the good Lord made this world for more than just a climb. And somebody will tell him, slow it down a while. Fishing on Sunday, take the long way, you crack a smile. Put the world on pause, pull over and see the view. You give so much away, boy, and make a day.
You can search out that video too. Make a Day is up on YouTube, and that's I love the work. I can respect the work that goes into writing a song and playing the guitar.
And it's a storytelling that yeah. I like too. Yep. And you get it through your words. You can get that alone, and then the video I think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It adds another whole layer to that, mm-hmm. the beautiful story that comes through in that song. Mm-hmm. And your voice is just it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. By the way,
thank you. That was a God given. I tell you a little bit about the song.
Yeah, please.
So what people really don't realize is there's two stories going on in that song. Two people that's been given to me the whole time was my grandfather. And then a guy came around, his name's Randy Meisner, and which is my manager, which is in the video.
Yeah.
He plays the guy in the video. And
he the guy sucking on the coffee?
Yes.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
And, well, you know, the story behind that, you know, is, you know, I was lost. And these are the two people that's actually helped me in my life. And that's the story of that song. So you watch it and listen to it, you'll see where it's coming from. But Randy has really invested in me as far as he believed in me. He believed in my music, and he's believed in a lot of things, you know, which takes us to this song. The video to this song is nominated for Inspirational Country Music Awards down in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. It's nominated for Video of the Year, and then I'm nominated as Inspirational Country Artist of the Year down in Nashville. And then here in Pennsylvania, I'm nominated for Christian Artist of the Year. And it's amazing what I've only been doing this for a little over a year, and me and Randy's only known each other over a year. And I remember as a kid, if you don't mind me talking, telling you a little story here, but me and my grandfather would watch the Grand Ole Opry, you know, and I get emotional talking about it, but we used to watch it, and I remember telling my grandfather that I was going to be there someday, and here we are. And then my grandfather, which is the only one that is living right now, I do have a mother, and but my grandfather has been there. And
what's Grandpap's name?
His name's Ray.
Okay, Ray
Hughes. Yep.
Right.
And
what do you call him? Do you call him Granddad, Grandpap?
I call him Pap.
Pap.
Yep.
Anybody,
all right. And all my friends in Chambersburg, you know, they know I call him Pap. They even called him Pap. But
I feel like I know him already.
Yeah. And he'll be 97.
God bless him.
And he's making the trip to Nashville.
All right.
That's so cool.
Listen, you got a heck of a story here, and we're honored to be included in the story that you got going on here. You have an open invitation next time you come over and bring your guitar with you.
Yes.
Bring Pap with you. Bring the whole crew here. Chris,
that'd be awesome.
Chris Hughes is with us, and congratulations on the path to Nashville as well. Those are a lot of opportunities and the nominations. You're probably in the same category as I am. If somebody even recognizes me or nominates me, I'm like, wow, I'm thrilled. Thanks. Yeah. I'm on the same stage with some really powerful people, right?
Yeah, you know, we need to be humble about everything.
Amen.
And have humble hearts, and you know, God will see us through everything. And we need one thing we do need, and what God laid on, we need God back in this country.
You're right on that.
Listen,
I'm gonna corner you right now here, Chris. All right,
yes,
here
sir.
Comes. I'm gonna ask for a yes on this, and you don't have to give me a yes, but it's gonna be hard since we're live on the radio. You're gonna have to say yes to me. But you later on this year, we do a little thing over at the John Allison Public House. So call our Christmas breakfast broadcast. Mm-hmm. Will you come down and play a song for us down there?
I sure will.
Okay, that's very kind
I
of
sure
you.
Will.
All right, if the date's open and you're not on tour someplace,
yep.
I'll not hold you hostage. I'll give you an exit out. But
I would love to do that for you.
We would love to have you. So and it doesn't have to be a Christmas song. Maybe the new video that we're going to be working on here. For the new song, and when that comes out, you let us know about that so we can get you some hype on that as well.
Definitely, yeah, yep, and that'll be coming out here very shortly. As soon as we get the video done, it gets edited and all that.
Yeah, do me a favor before you put it up there. Can we preview or can we play it as a you know, remember when they used to do that on MTV? You're too young for this. They used to have the breaking new video, right?
I remember that.
All right, okay, all right. So maybe we can play it first before it rolls out to the masses out here.
I have it. I can make sure you get it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. That's a great story. You know, you did your time.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
yes,
for what you faced and how you're crawling back, and it's a great story, Chris.
Thank you.
Sure appreciate you sharing that with us. Well, how about a website that anybody can go make some purchases? You listen to Chris right now. You go buy some music of his.
You can go follow me on Facebook, and there's an FFM bio link that you can click on. It'll take you to all the entrances to everything else. You'll be able to find everything on there, and it's posted up on my Facebook. Give me a follow. As well as my wife has we started a God Built Boutique. You can go under www.godbuiltboutique.com, which will take you to all the merch and all the things that we have.
So. Right. Chris Hughes, do a little search on Chris, and he's got this Facebook page cooking, godbuiltboutique.com as well. Gave us a nice little plug on the on your Facebook side there. And let's go buy some music and support you, and you keep us up to date on everything that's happening out there so we can share your story. You got anything else there, Jansen? You want to sing along with him?
I'm looking at chrishughesforjesus.net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my website.
That is a cool site.
Yeah, the picture on there you'll find, I actually did the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service down in Greencastle, and I don't know how many people. It was probably almost 2,000 people.
Right.
I mean, it was amazing.
Well, congratulations on your beginning success here, and we wish you continued success. Thanks for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, on News Talk 103.7 FM.